Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now, looking at three stocks moving on news in 3 minutes, it's Zach the Chart Man. You're right, Zach.
I'm very well. How are you?
Okay, I'm all right. A bit sneezy for some reason, but anyway, let's not talk about that.
No.
That's pointless. I've just wasted a couple of seconds of our 3 minutes. All right, first stock, Andalas Energy and Power, ADL. They've announced that Pertamina, Indonesia's national energy company, has approved the company's Tuba Obi East proof of concept work program. Shares are up a bit. ADL, what do you think, Zach? What are you looking at? What do you think?
Basically, I was looking for the 50-day moving average, currently 0.16 pence to be broken. I have been looking for that, as indeed have most of the people in the stock who want the shares to go up. 0.16 needs to be broken at the moment. There is a line of support from May running through yesterday's low, which is towards 0.13. So it looks like it's seen that and bounced. Also, a rising RSI trace, which can be helpful, which suggests that there is a slight positive divergence here as far as the share price is, having more difficulty going down, if you see what I mean. But I'd really be waiting for a break of 0.16. That's what needs to be done at the moment.
0.16. All right. Harvest Minerals next. HMI announced that an independent scoping study has been completed for its Maximus Dam project, part of the Arapua fertilizer project, highlighting robust economics of the project and simple low-cost mining and processing required. HMI is up strongly there. I think last time I looked, about 28%, I think. But what's it looking like on the chart now?
It was looking good. I mean, it's been looking good really since middle of last month with a break above the 50-day moving average. It broke that, failed at the 200-day at 5.33, and then came back and bounced off the 50-day line. It's been up ever since. My view is that we're in a rising trend channel, a wide one, from as long ago as September last year, or basically that's all I've got on the chart. Top of the channel, they're heading towards 14 pence. Which would be the target here if we get an end-of-day close above that April peak at 8.3 pence. So just watch and see how it settles down today. Probably at this stage, buying towards the bottom of the gap today around the 6 pence area is the thing to do, given how overbought the shares are.
So you reckon 14 pence there, eh?
All 40 right. pence is the big target, 2 to 3 months, a while above, let's say, 5.5.
All right, next one, Kibo Mining. They signed a definitive agreement with Lake Victoria Gold for the consolidation of the Imwuru and Imwelo gold projects. Kibo.
These places, these companies, they're working funny, places with strange names, don't they? I mean, really, it's not easy, is it?
Your job is just to look at the chart, though. That's fine,
You've got the difficult part, haven't you?
Yeah.
Right. Bit suspicious here that we've got all these failures near above 6 pence since May. It's 3-4 failures there. Support for the shares towards the 200-day moving average at 0.4.51 pence. So while we're above that, the glass is half full. But looks like we'll have to go and test that first before breaking higher. Overall, a bigger view, 2 to 3 months. I'm looking for 10 pence, which should be the top of last year's trend channel. But obviously, we need to break above 6 pence before that happens.
Marvelous. Those are three stocks. Not quite in 3 minutes, but thank you very much. Speak tomorrow, Zach.
Thanks, Justin.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.